It's an organisation that supports the armed forces in various places across the world and across the UK. Specifically here in Cyprus, we have a team of welfare officers that if you find yourself in a hospital or in a medical situation, then our welfare officers will be there to help you. We don't do any clinical work, but we're there for all the non-clinical things that you might need support with.
Are you funded by the MOD? How are you actually funded?
We are actually a charity, but in Cyprus and Northern Ireland and in Birmingham at RCDM, we are funded by the MOD. So they support the folks out here with this service. We're actually a much broader charity that supports both serving and veterans. So across the UK, we have various projects where we're helping ex-service personnel and their families in a similar medical environment. And if anybody's unlucky enough to be in a situation where they have to get medevaced back to RCDM, they'll find there's a Defence Medical Welfare Service welfare officer at that end as well. So we have continuity of service right through here, back into the UK, and we can help them with any medical issues they have that end as well.
So if somebody was unlucky enough to find themselves, let's say, in the polyclinic, a different language, they might have language problems, I guess you've got that covered as well.
We do. All of our welfare officers are fluent Greek speakers, and so they can help interpret what's going on in terms of the discussions that might be going on around people if they need that help. So yes, we have the language angle covered properly.
And I guess you must be quite proud of the staff you've got here, because they do an amazing amount of work, and without those guys, obviously none of this would happen.
Yeah, we're extremely proud of our staff. They go through a rigorous induction and training program, takes about 3 months. And one of the things we're really trying to push is the professionalisation of welfare. Obviously, a lot of the units have welfare officers in, and we would look to complement what they do. They do a great job on the ground. But our folks are professional, they're all paid, they're not volunteers, and they've gone through a rigorous training regime. So that if there are particularly complex and long-term cases, then our welfare officers are well equipped to deal with those situations and support the military welfare officers in addressing those complex cases.
So it's kind of like a conduit, really, for the service as well. You sort of liaise between all of them.
Correct, yeah. The liaison piece is key because, you know, we've got scarce resources, and that has to get put across everybody that's on the island, and so we make sure that we've got a joined up service and the appropriate person is helping at the appropriate level.
And finally, have you got a word for the staff you've got working here in Cyprus?
Yep, keep up the good work. Very proud of the team, and thank you for all you do for our service personnel.